playing backwards over the Earth's surface, thick golden letters rise over the curve of the planet and form the word universal in front of the lit up continents. Beneath it, in smaller letters, a Comcast company. MTV Scripted. Universal 1440 Entertainment presents 1440 Capital Arts Entertainment Smith Gar Production. Title: How High 2. Cast: Lil Yachty, DC Young Fly, Alyssa Gloss, DeRay Davis, Mary Lynn Ratzko, Black Youngster, Lil Baby, Nene Leakes, Carlos Miller, Al Shearer, Marlo Hampton, Cynthia Bailey, Shakina Anderson, Anthony L., PJ Thine, Justine Skye, Brooke Sill, Chris Cavalier, and Mike Epps as Baby Powder. Casting by Leah Daniels Butler. Score by John Jennings Boyd and Eric V. Hashikian. Costume designer, Barbara Vasquez. Edited by Rick Weiss. Production designer, Mark Bankins. Director of photography, Matthew Rudenberg.
107.9, Atlanta's home for hip-hop. Night Tracks is sponsored by Vi. Get that futuristic high with Vi. Coming soon. And coming up, we're dropping...
Okay, we got a Biggie Burger, wings, waters. Y'all want sauce?
Boy, you know we want that sauce.
Yeah, we want to get it real wet.
Okay, 1048, drive on up.
The guy in the drive-thru window adjusts his clothes as the two women pull up in a convertible.
Damn! Hey, what you two little fine rich girls doing eating here? Whole Foods out of cab or something?
We in the mood to get reckless tonight.
You want to turn up with us?
Hell yeah!
Let's go smoke out back. Three ways.
Yo, where you get weed from? Yo, it's been dry as hell around here.
Everybody's down bad. You have no idea what we had to do to get this pack. Come here.
She pulls him into the car, and they drive away.
Smart enough, baby.
They sit in the back of the parked car and smoke.
So look, I'm working on this company called Two Smack. It's like an app. Like, that delivers snacks to weed heads. You know what I'm saying? And it's called Two Smack because, like, it's like you smacking while you smack.
Oh, my God.
Two Smack. Whoa.
You ain't really hot until you hit this.
But it's like a purge mask.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, a little bit.
He wears the gas mask.
Are you ready?
The dark-haired woman lights a bowl at the end of the pipe, and the guy inhales through the mask. The blonde woman holds up a pink taser.
Here's what's up. We're gonna go inside, and you're gonna give us all of the cash in the register. Or we're gonna deep fry your meat. Cool?
Oh, damn, man. Why I gotta go out and clear my twins on me like that?
Our Zandil don't take daddy credit card no more.
The dark-haired woman unrolls some tape. Daytime. A woman puts her tray of food on a table in the diner. The guy's tied up on the floor under a table, still wearing the gas mask. Two colleagues pull him up.
What in the sweet hell you got going on?
I got robbed.
By who?
Savages. They was big and there was a lot of them, and I fought them out for as long as I could.
Well, you know the first rule of working the night shift is you can't leave a store unattended, bruh. These people out here are animals, and they will kill your mama for a damn egg sandwich. Now I gotta go back here and see if we got the damn thugs on the videotape.
Video?
Film of them dancing.
Roger, man, let me impute you on a little wisdom, man. If you want to be in charge, you got to follow the rules, bro. You got to be a sheep, but not an outside sheep. You want to be an inside sheep, because outside sheep get ate. A sheep. Remember that at your next job.
Next job?
Yeah, because I'm going to have to let you go, man. You fired. And I need that shirt back.
Oh, no, you can't. Yo, you can't take this shirt. Yo, I got a meeting at the bank, and I need this shirt. I left my shirt at home.
The shirt is property of Zesto. Need this shirt back, man.
Then fine, man. I'm gonna do my own thing anyway. Keep the shirt.
Man, what the hell is this?
I left that in the pocket.
I guess you had a hell of a night.
No, that's mine, dog.
It was in the shirt, so I guess it belonged to Zesto's now. That shirt is horrible. Undershirt dirty. How you get ketchup on your nipple? Bye. Anybody else want to get fired?
A car pulls up full of smoke. A guy opens the door.
Good afternoon. I'm Calvin. You Hayes?
My man.
Yeah, I'm Hayes.
Can I get you anything to make the ride more comfortable? AC? Bottle of water? Quarterbacker? Swag?
Did you just offer me drugs?
I'm gonna have to take 2 stars off your rating.
Wait, for real?
Nah, I'm just playing. ATL is dry as dust. Why do you think I'm in this sketch park right now?
Let's go to my office.
Calvin drives, then stops. His seat flops back.
We are open for business. This is that sky high, Mr. Hayes. You hit this, you're gonna be staring at the sky for 3 hours like this.
On the contrary, that is bunk.
You just gonna disrespect me like that?
I've seen pocket lint that's better.
Well, go on and smoke your pocket lint then. Go on and smoke your pocket lint with your rude ass. Cause you ain't hurt my hustle. Just my feelings. Get out my car, Mr. Hayes.
Really?
Nah, I'm just playing. You could have bought some weed, though.
Rogers outside, Vine City Savings Bank.
Every time. Hello, sir. May I buy your shirt?
The man walks off.
I'll give it right back, dog.
Roger? Hey, it's Alicia from high school.
Yo, shit, yeah. Wow, yo, you look amazing, like Angela Rye amazing, like Jamil Hill amazing. Like,
okay.
Look good.
Yeah. I was going for Taylor Rooks, but I'll give you points for trying.
Good. Good looking.
So, how have you been? What are you doing here?
Trying to get a loan for my business.
In that shirt? The raggedy ass shirt. You look like you did a little army crawl to get here.
It's a long story.
Yeah? I wish I had time to hear it. This is my boss. I gotta go. It was good seeing you. I mean, I'll see you later.
I have shy business, lady.
Roger calls Calvin, who's in bed with a woman.
Where are you, cuz?
Oh my God, I mean everything.
Oh, baby, that feels so good.
Are you smashing right now?
No, boy, I'm making mashed potatoes.
No, whatever, man. Just
hurry up, dog.
Bitch, I told you to get off the phone.
Okay, even that good.
Roger sits in an office in the bank, opposite a young suited man with curly hair. The man looks at paperwork and studies him with a frown. Roger looks around uncomfortably and straightens his vest.
So your company name is Two Smacked.
Yep. It's an app where you deliver snacks to stoners.
Do you have any collateral? Something, you know, of value that could guarantee the loan?
Oh, damn. Check these out. These are good as cash. I got a Waffle House. Man, this has like $6.50. I got an IHOP. I got a Jiffy Lube has like $4 or $5 on it. That's good, right?
The man stares at him. Roger's application is stamped. Denied.
Man, I can never count on you for nothing. Never, ever.
Listen, stop pressing me, okay? I told you I was cooking.
A woman jogs past.
Green eggs and ham.
Shut up, man. Yo, we missed out on the bank loan because you're dead. You really need to tighten up.
Listen, just because we cousins, that don't mean I got to help you.
You stay in my mama's basement for free. What you mean?
You stay in your mama's basement.
It's my mama.
It's my auntie.
Outside a house.
Yeah. Fool.
Well, well, well. The two brokest, musty boys I know. Do his stanking, messing up the community. What's up, Cal? You here for the re-up?
Hell no. I can't even give your dirt-ass weed away.
Whoa. Count your blessings. This the only weed in town. Shit, I had to mix that shit with oregano. Basil and cilantro. Talking about my weed. What's wrong with him?
You got me looking stupid.
Hey, Big Bang can't make nobody look like nobody. Big Bang only make Big Bang look like Big Bang. You got you looking stupid. You know who I am? You know who grass you own? You know who almost property this is? If it wasn't for the city owning it, you know who own this? Big Bang! Big Bang! Hey, you know why they call me Big Bang? You know why? Do you remember why they call me Big Bang?
Cause you the spark that started it all.
Say it like it's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Cause you the spark that started it all, huh?
Hey, I ain't got no record deals over here. Come on, man. You trying to get signed? Only thing I signed is death certificates. Whew, you hear what I'm saying? They, everybody know I started all this, invented this. This trap house right here was a regular house. And then I had them build it into a trap house. It was nice. And I said, why it looks so nice out here? Tear it up. Break it down. This trap house is a monument.
Commemorating washed up drug dealers.
Washed up? Heard your bitch ass got fired.
How you know that?
Because I know everything. I knew it before you got fired. You want to come work for me? I got a grill right here. I got a grill for him to come work on. I'm going to fire you, too. I'm going to let you work half a day. You out of here. All these rappers out here, talking about they been trapping. They ain't been trapping. 2 Chainz. It wasn't no 2 Chainz. He had no chains on. I gave him 1 chain one day. Next day, I see him again. There go another one. He's like, I'm 2 Chainz, man. I smoked out. What that dude named Mark Zuckerberg? Smoked him out. He was like, I can't even feel my face. What'd he do? Make Facebook after that. I introduced Jay-Z to Beyonce. I introduced Whitney to Bobby. It was a time when they needed each other, and then things went
happening. We don't got time for this, man. Come on, man.
What you got time for?
Come on, bro.
You want to work? Hey, yo, Roger.
What?
Remember Albie?
What you talking about?
Albie at your mama house later.
Sitting on a basement couch, Roger and Calvin flick through photos of women on their phones.
All right, look, right, look, check this out.
Nope, next. Mm-mm. Look at her, cuz. She built like Big Bird.
Are you body shaming, bro? How you gonna be broke and picky?
Look, let me show you something. Mm-hmm. Show you how player I am. I'm gonna DM her, right?
He writes, girl, let's take that booty out sat night.
She read it, but... Nah, she gonna leave me on red, man. She ain't even that cute anyway. She need to stop skipping leg day with her little ugly ass. Mm.
He throws a phone and knocks a picture down.
Roger, what was that?
Nothing, Ma.
Do I have to get out of my chair?
No, Mama, stay in your chair.
All right, then. I'll stay in my chair.
What is that? Man, look at this.
Yeah.
They look in the hole.
Get back, fool.
Grab it. All right, see.
A thin folder.
That?
Some kind of weed Bible. Look like instructions for growing some kind of super weed or something.
Yeah, that's good, but we need to smoke the blunt that's on front of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what that do.
Who cares, Roger? Don't nobody care. It's better than the twigs we've been smoking.
That's true.
You look good. Appreciate you.
They smoked the joint taped to the front of the homemade weed Bible that was hidden in a hole behind the picture. Sitting on the couch, Roger passes the joint to Calvin, but Calvin's Roger. Calvin passes it back to himself.
What is happening?
The couch stretches across the room, and they both multiply. Calvin's clones look at him and laugh.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Oh.
The couch shrinks back to normal, then tips onto its back.
Shit. I'm glad that's over with.
A hole opens up in the floor, and they fall into space. They ride the couch along a multicolored path with bright lights, whales, and pizza slices floating around them. Calvin's lips form an O as the speed pushes their mouths open. They fly down a tunnel of purple lights and land in front of weed plants.
The hell just happened, man?
I'm freaking out, man. We must be back on the west side.
Someone's coming, man!
Two people approach, one wearing heels, the other in white sneakers.
Oh, shit! Roger! I forgot to tell you this. I had a dream last night, and this is how we both died!
They wear space helmets with visors.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah, identify yourselves right now. Wait a minute. Are we supposed to have helmets because y'all got helmets?
They take them off.
No, we just hotboxing.
They look fly, don't they?
Nah.
Where are we?
You just smoked yourself a one-way ticket to a player's party.
Player's
party. Who are you?
It don't matter who I am.
That's right.
It only matters what I know.
Tell him.
That is the gas. The loud pack.
That loud pack.
The weed plants grow in a path to the starry purple horizon. Calvin looks around in wonder.
Y'all ain't never seen nothing like that in them little projects y'all hang in.
Never.
This is so beautiful. I just need a minute, y'all.
Is this heaven?
Did this look like heaven to you, fool? And y'all wouldn't make it in anyway.
Why are we here?
Y'all found the weed Bible, right?
Right.
Yeah, but what do we do with it?
Learn how to grow some weed? Duh. This book can change human history, and obviously, you both been chose.
Both of you. I knew I was special. I knew it. Too soon. Way too soon.
Let me learn you little fella something.
Learn him something.
Marijuana's been around since B.C.
You know what that is?
Before crack. Show hands.
It's before Christ, man. Before Christ.
I got the before part right, though.
Now, that shit that y'all call loud, we had another name for it. It was called Sisamelia.
Sisamelia. Give him something else.
Acapulco Gold.
Give him something else.
Kush.
Give him another.
The purple. Mm-hmm. And this right here, my friend, is the ultimate bud.
It's gorgeous.
This smells like angel fart.
Farts of an angel.
What's it called?
It's called...
I wonder how you spell that.
You smoke it, you don't spill it, dummy.
Now, this weed right here will give you supernatural ability to fight off evil, dangerous things. Make sure you protect this Bible with your life.
Your life? You heard him.
Come on.
Go ahead. Hit him one time.
The name is Baby Powder. Have a nice flight home.
Baby Powder claps white powder over them, and they land in the basement.
Hell? What year is it? Who am I?
Bruh, I feel like the universe just twerked on my face. That weed is evil. Let's hit it again.
I feel you, but wait. That's how we can get our money, cuz. With the weed.
What do you mean?
Think about it. We try getting loans. Ain't nobody gonna give dudes like us a shot.
I'm in.
Ain't no weed in town right now.
I'm in.
And if we're gross, we can sell it and make enough money to start our business.
Bitch, didn't I tell you I'm in? If you're not listening, I'm in. I am in. Damn, cuz, I've been selling weed. I'm just bad at it. Look, I'm tired of being broke. And I'm tired of staying in your mama's basement.
What's wrong with my basement?
Ma, stop listening.
Stop bad-mouthing my basement.
I'm sorry, Auntie. Girl, you know I love your basement. I love everything you do for me.
All right then, Calvin.
Let's go.
Roger and Calvin roll a large, knee-high plant pot into the middle of the basement. They consult drawings and instructions in the weed Bible and put manure and chemicals into it. She got a big ol' onion boot and made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hold your man. They follow instructions and set up two floor-standing lights at exact distances and angles from the pot. They do a little dance in front of it, then walk towards it with two jars of protein powder. They spoon some in, sprinkle some in, then pour a whole jar in. They move around the pot as they pat it all down. The next page has basic drawings of sperm and a small clear bag taped to it with a single seed. They plant the seed at a measured depth of 7 inches. The boys eat pizza and use the crusts to make the word grow on top of the manure. They read the watering instructions, and Calvin crosses off days on a large wall calendar. Roger holds a static watering can over the pot, his outfits changing as the days go by. About 3 weeks later, Calvin reaches and circles Weed Day on the calendar. Kneeling on the floor, Calvin and Roger peer over the rim of the pot, and a 4-inch plant shoot pops out.
Hell no, man.
All that work for nothing.
Waste of damn time, cuz.
The pot trembles, and they watch the shoot grow. It rises up to the ceiling and spreads out, its trunk thickening.
What's going on, cuz?
A green light shines on them as leaves grow.
We gonna be rich!
It fills out like a tree. City, Calvin drives with Roger beside him and Hayes in the back.
We like another chance to win your business, okay? Now, we done upgraded our product line. Roger, show them what we got.
It glows.
Damn, man.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
This ain't just any weed. We like to think of ourselves as the apple of weed.
Must have been everybody's pocket.
See this right here? It's for all the case. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to turn up.
Turn up.
Turn down.
Turn down.
Turn your life around. When you're trying to pull up.
Pull up.
Pull out. Or maybe pull out.
Yeah.
Stop.
They hit the back of a black vehicle at a stop sign. A big suited man gets out. A second big man gets out.
I think you're damn a little too early. Okay, we gotta
Calvin gives Hayes his phone.
Gotta record this. Gotta get this on World Star. Landscape, fool, we gotta catch everything. Hey man, y'all better watch where y'all going.
You were at a stop sign.
Yeah, it was my homeboy's fault.
What? Let me tell you something. You never apologize, okay? It's three rules of living. Rule number one, never apologize.
Yeah.
Rule number two, you never give out your government name, okay? Rule number three, you never throw out cups that get free refills.
What? I'm gonna snap you in half, you little punk. My boss is gonna be really, really upset about this.
I'm gonna give a damn about your boss. Your boss can kiss my ass.
Hold on.
Lil Baby gets out of the car.
Is that little baby?
Little baby. What the hell going on, man? Y'all see this big ass boat in front of y'all, man?
Wait. What if I offered you a truce?
A truce? Man, I don't need to do truces.
Now we made it, man. It's good shit.
I tell you if it's good shit or not. Let me see.
What are you doing? You see it's the only blood.
They watch Lil Baby smoke a joint.
You see them? Come on. Look again.
All right.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. That's some good shit. That's my man.
I told you.
The minder smokes some.
Good shit, man. What the hell we doing right here anyway?
Y'all hit us, little baby. You wham, shit. He whammed it.
We hit your car.
Hold on.
Accident.
What's my dish right here?
Accident.
Man, I ain't eat you, man. I don't even worry about it, man.
For real?
Yeah. It'd be a shame to be upset on such a beautiful day.
We're going to get some vibes, man. Let's ride.
Well, I'll be there.
They drive away with the bumper hanging off.
I told you.
Now, why are you still recording? Don't nobody want to see no video of some guys becoming friends.
Man, you don't get it, do you? Yo, we supposed to fight those dudes, but the weed made us get along.
That was incredible. I mean, I've never seen weed do that. Stuff has superpowers.
Exactly.
You know what? You're about to own this town. Everybody finna be a superhero. My car won't start, goddammit.
A map of Atlanta shows them driving around the city. In a park, Roger and Calvin talk to a children's entertainer.
So, how can I help?
I want to enjoy my job, but I hate kids.
I got the perfect thing for you.
Roger holds out a glowing pot of weed. The entertainer smokes it in her clown suit by a tree. Then she's jumping on a bouncy castle with kids and having a great time. What y'all be doing? Hey, business is booming. Money be moving. Nobody sleeping, not a job. Y'all be snoozing. A queue of people get irritated waiting for a street seller to serve ribs.
Yo, what's up, OG?
What it is? All the goddamn people, boy, all the spot, all of them goddamn smoke box, and all of them grill, man, goddamn running crazy, boy. You want something back?
I don't know what he said. Just show him the weed, man.
Roger opens his shoulder bag, revealing pots of the glowing weed. The street seller smokes some, and white lights float around his head. He throws some ribs over his shoulder, and a customer catches them in his takeaway box. Outside home.
Boy, Roger, we are turning the block up, baby. Told you it was gonna work.
Big Bang watches them go in and come out. A young man sits in the car with them.
No one talks to me. I think it's because I'm the only white kid at a historically black college.
Nah. You just lame as hell. You gotta loosen up, bro.
I just want people to see the chill, charismatic me, not this anxious mess.
You're so anxious, but just the weed is gonna calm you down.
He smokes some, then dances on the lawn outside college with all the other students dancing around him. Roger and Calvin drive past mansions.
Over here, this is where rich people live.
inside.
You know I have to know, how dreadful was that outfit she had on? Honey, it was ugly and it was an outfit.
What did you say to Portia?
None of your damn business.
What you mean none of my business?
What I said.
Lady.
Okay. Roger and Calvin walk in.
Man, when I tell you these bitches are wearing me out.
We got what you need.
So now.
Take a whiff of that.
Ooh, well, I'm going to try. Let you know how this work out. I'm going to go live my best life with this.
The man sits in a slowly turning chair and smokes. The smoke reaches the women.
I don't give a damn who.
Oh,
I
smell. Get on up here, quick.
Get in here.
Get
your family for life.
Yeah. I'll be your
team. At home.
Oh, cuz.
How much we got?
About this much?
Yeah.
I mean, this town's gonna drop. We're gonna be making all the money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking baby wipes instead of toilet tissue money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking brand new car money. I'm talking getting yourself out your mama's basement money.
What's wrong with my basement?
You got some good ears.
Man, cause you're sweating out, man. Come on, man.
You know I love your basement, auntie.
We been getting all the money. All the money. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn, our super weed's gone.
The basement's been robbed.
They got the Bible too, cuz. Damn.
Calvin and Roger go to Big Bang's.
Yo, where's our shit?
Well, you better slow down and run up on my side house like that. You supposed to come around the front. You want to address me properly. Come up talking that broken knees. Act like you having a crack attack or something.
Yeah. Man, did you see somebody go in my house?
I see somebody, what? Do I look like the house watcher? Oh, Big Bang, the watchdog. Nobody in your house. No, I don't watch no goddamn house. I've just been sitting here with Cosine and these beautiful ladies and this dude I don't know looking at that cloud up there shaped like the booty. It's amazing, dude.
Ain't nobody worried about that, man. Somebody went in my house and stole our whole stash.
See? That's what happens. Look at you. Just decide you want to sell weed and start selling weed. Can't just do that. You can't just sit down at the dinner table and start eating without praying, boy. You probably got ghetto tax. Probably that ghetto tax real.
Yeah, you took it?
Did I say I knew anything about it? I'm just saying maybe things like this wouldn't happen if you showed Big Bang some respect.
Respect. Like respect. Here you go. Talking about respect again, bro. That's all like he ever talk about. Yo, we don't owe you nothing, bro. This man act like he invented selling weed.
I'm telling you.
Ain't nobody else invent selling weed with me. I've been trapping since before trapping was trapping. All right? That's what I do. You ever heard of Selma?
Yeah, I heard of Selma.
Yeah. That's why they call it Selma. I used to sell my weed down there. They was marching for that. And other things important in the black community, but weed was part of it.
Yo, man, we get it. You old as hell, bro. But where's our weed at?
Oh, we calling it old. You don't see my outfit? Boy, I'm fresher than zest. Boy, I'm so fresh, people don't say take a shower. They say take a Big Bang. Let me tell you what y'all should do. If I was y'all, which I'd never be y'all, because I wouldn't be standing down there looking up at Big Bang like, please, Big Bang, help us. Who stole our weed? If I was y'all, this is what I'd do. Search around. You're looking in the wrong place right here. Go down there, ask the Asian people down there. You ain't ask them?
He's next door, bro.
The white people over there being got all their windows blacked out.
We didn't check the white people.
Yeah, you ain't even see if they go in and out the house. They could be in there murdering people. I'm not saying that they stole anything, because that would be racist. I'm just saying, check that. What you do is check the high school. Oh, them hot boys down there, they got no respect. All they looking for is somebody to get. They got the face all day. Maybe they got your shit.
Is that a booty club?
No, the booty, look more to the left.
Damn, booty club.
That's the booty club. Woo!
Calvin and Roger approach a modern high school.
Yo, man, why you wearing that stupid ass hat?
What's wrong with it? I used to wear it back in the day. Hey, you gotta understand, cuz. We got to blend in. Come on now, you gotta trust me.
Come on, man. Janitor,
come on, Twizzler head.
Inside.
All right, now check this out. We're looking for kids with clean kicks, because that means they stole our stash.
I bet you they did. I bet you they did. Oh, snap, Mr. McMullen.
Yep, McMullen.
Oh, I did not know he was still the principal here.
He is.
He can't see me. Can't see me. You know he's still mad at me.
You know why?
Bruh, it was a senior prank.
And you smashed his wife.
On his desk.
Why the
VA
was on?
Mrs.
Principal.
Ooh, I'm gonna be on the honor roll now. Mm-hmm.
Roger takes Calvin's hat and throws it.
It's a souvenir.
Eat that hat.
The kid has got to wear pants. That's not up for debate.
Roger and Calvin hide. McMullen walks down the corridor and stops to pick up Calvin's Coochie King hat. He stares at it with fury.
Coochie King. Oh, it's on.
He walks off. Calvin and Roger step into another hallway.
Hey, man, why is it so quiet?
Like, don't nobody want to skip class, right? On the Wesley Snipes.
Little
nice stuff. Got your Auntie
Penny. Nobody want to... Oh, my God.
Damn, what happened, skirt?
Poor kid. Oh, my God. On your face.
God damn these kids.
Okay. Twins stand before them, and one slowly puts his hand inside his zipped top. Calvin throws his arms up.
Come on, please. We're about to get robbed. You don't want to rob us. We broke.
Would you mind taking our picture?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
We just got an A on a science project, and we want to text our mom.
Take a picture.
Thank you, man.
Don't you ever reach for your damn jacket like that. Put your phone in your pocket. I almost knocked y'all the fuck out.
McMullen walks quickly down the corridor, holding Calvin's hat in his clenched fist, and looking around angrily. On another corridor.
Sir.
Yeah?
You call me sir?
It's the braids, I done told you. It's the... You smell that?
Right here, right? Fuck.
We're gonna connect to it, and we're gonna get them punks. Come on.
They go through a different door and into a science classroom where a teacher's smoking by a window with his back to them.
Yo, it's the Kringle! Yo!
Jesus!
You be getting high?
You guys scared the piss out of me. Why are you not on the field trip? But that boy high as hell. You don't remember me? It's Calvin.
Roger.
Hold on, let me do a move.
Yeah.
Calvin, yes, I remember you.
What's up?
You graduated? I mean, you know, I walked across the stage.
Yeah, for sure.
I was there, you know. So what's up? We got a little neighborhood business that, you know, me and my cousin have started up, right? You know, because we're trying to change our life around, because I graduated, right?
Got it.
Some of our business supplies have been misplaced, and it was brought to our attention that some of the people who might have misplaced them, they probably go to this school. So we just wanted to say, hey, you know, speak to them.
Us, you guys are dealers. Somebody copped your product.
The whole stash, man. They took the whole thing. And that just smells rather familiar. We was wondering if you could help us find out where you got it. Because, you know, it's kind of hard to come by now, you know?
You're telling me. Dealers all over town are completely sold out. It's like somebody's buying in bulk, opening a friggin' chronic Costco.
Found this, this canister earlier in the cafeteria. I haven't seen it before, but I'll tell you.
It is dank as fudge.
That's me.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
Man, it just smells like angel farts. This is our stuff.
It looks like Russians. Talk to Ivanov. They run the Magic Kitty strip club downtown.
Russians steal everything. They done stole our election and done stole our weed.
Calvin, I know you're in the building. I found your hat. If I find you, my friend, you're going down hard.
Told you not to wear that stupid hat, man.
It's my favorite hat, cuz. Damn.
Sounds like you guys need this more than I do.
I do. Cuz I'm going down.
You bootlegger!
Oh. Roger runs off. Calvin takes a toke on the teacher's joint while McMullen tries to get in.
Come on, man. Grab me some.
Calvin and Roger run down the hallway.
Oh.
They run through the gym, but stop at a door when the lights come on.
Hey. I told you, if you ever stepped foot in this school again,
he bounces a basketball.
I'd beat you senseless. How's our wife?
McMullen throws the ball at Calvin, then charges at Roger, who jumps right over him.
That super weed made you fly, huh?
Kelvin jumps high and dunks the ball.
Dunked on your ass.
Uh-oh, what's going on? Ah! Oh!
Kelvin crash lands.
Come on, man. What happened? What happened to my power?
They run off. McMullen comes out of the school and finds two buses parked out front. One dries off, so he gets on the other.
Move, move, move! Calvin! Damn it!
He goes into the school.
That was crazy. Oh, we got us half a real.
Calvin and Roger stand on the back of the bus.
You always got me doing some stupid shit, man.
Can't believe we're alive, cool.
Get your ass up, man.
Time to go to the strip club. I can't believe I lost my head again.
Over here. Perfect.
Alicia?
No! Roger?
What's up?
Hey.
This is my,
Sorry, I got bugs in my mouth. My name's Calvin.
Cousin mm-hmm. Calvin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is where you work?
Yeah.
It's dope.
So are you guys with the kids?
We, volunteer, chaperone at school sometimes.
Mm-hmm. People left their kids with you guys?
Yeah.
What about that?
I'm just fine. All right, you guys are gonna get the full tour, and don't fall asleep like you used to in class. All right, guys, my name's Alicia Harmon, and this is Verdant Biokinetics. So let's start with my favorite part of the tour, employee lounge, where there's free soda and snacks. Come on.
Oh, what are you doing? We ain't got no time for no full tour. We ain't got time for no drinks, Roger. You forgot? We need to go to strip club. The Russian.
Yo, the booty club gonna be there. You see that lady up there? Yo, just let me finesse this real quick, and it's gonna be all good. Plus, she said it's free soda, so we all Gucci be good.
Nobody give a damn about no drinks, Roger. You know what? They better have liters in there, because you sound thirsty as hell.
Man, shut up.
Founded in 2013, Verdant Biokinetics makes everything from rocket biofuel to nutrient-dense baby formula.
Well, I hope they don't mix up the baby formula and the rocket fuel. The baby's gonna be blowing up all over town.
But we're going to improve the mind, the body, and the world. Hello? Oh, and look, there's our CEO, Miss Anna Cheever.
Hey, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to say how happy I am that you're all here today to be part of our inner city youth outreach program. Alicia is helping us to be a fully woke corporation.
Whoa.
You're all so brave and so beautiful. You have such bright, bright futures ahead of you. And just remember, don't do drugs. Unless, of course, they're one of ours. I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Miss Cheever. Let's give it up for her.
This lady is whack. She's gonna find me a place to smoke. I'm out.
Why don't we head into our VR room, where you guys can fly with bees through real honeycombs? Yeah?
A man in a white lab coat uses a security pass to enter a restricted area. Calvin watches, then quickly stops the door from closing and follows him through. Roger watches the blonde woman write equations on a board.
You figure it out?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm mad as hell. Yo, so, what happened to the tour?
I left them in the auditorium with a science movie. So, you know, they're probably all diddling each other by now.
I like science movies.
I bet you do.
What's up with your boss? Like, crying about the inner city kids, dressing like Erykah Badu. Is she, like, serious?
Yeah. She means well, but she can just be a real line crosser. That woman stresses me out.
Fire, yo, when I get like that, yo, I get hot. Yo, I actually got some if you wanna smoke.
I stopped smoking in college.
For real? Like, you never smoke?
I guess, I don't know. I just started focusing on my career.
Dude, I'm all about my paper too, but yo, I gotta smoke. Like, I got to stay high.
Well, you're cute, so you can do that.
Alicia's cell phone buzzes.
See, this is what I'm talking about. The CEO needs me.
I'll be here if you change your mind.
Shouldn't you be with the kids?
Kids? Kids!
Roger,
just this way.
Knew that.
Uh-huh. Nobody in here? I just want my blood.
Ooh, that's too hard. Nobody.
A woman in a straitjacket's behind the door.
Woman, help me. I am taking a picture.
Calvin sends the picture to Roger and writes, "Weird shit going on in this place." Roger replies, "Where you at?"
Oh, come on,
man. Man, why are you so strong? Get off, I can walk.
Yo, what's going on?
Ain't none of your business, sir.
It's my business, he's with me.
Well, then you need to come with me too. Come on, man.
You snitch, you stupid.
Damn, man,
Fi is causing some side effects.
This is very, very bad. These results are horrendous.
Well, should we delay the launch?
No, absolutely not. Our stock price would plummet.
Ow!
Sorry to interrupt.
What is it?
I found these two wandering around the halls, and this gentleman was in a restricted area.
Who you calling a gentleman? I am not no gentleman. I am a grown man.
What's going on?
These two claim to be with the high school, but none of the other chaperones have ever heard of them. They say they're with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I'm taking them to lunch today. They're actually community leaders.
Oh, community leaders. Wonderful.
Calvin, Roger.
Yes, officer, community leader, Calvin, at that. And Obama was a community leader.
I miss Obama.
He was a deacon at his church.
We're gonna go. Take them to Shea Jane. It's the best soul food in Atlanta. It's on us.
He only liked brown M&Ms, did you know?
Thank you so much.
Love you, brothers.
Yeah, thanks for helping us out and all that, you know what I'm saying? Giving us a ride back to the whip and all that.
Are you kidding me? You just gave me an excuse to get out of the office. Let's go get that lunch I just lied about.
I don't think we, We ain't got time, ma'am. We're kind of in a rush. Have you ever eaten that magic eating?
Huh. Yo, he's kidding. We should go to Zaxby's or something.
Well, if you want the best wings, you go to Magic Kitty. Let's go see some booty.
Okay, but look, there's a reason we gotta go, okay?
We gotta go see some Russian gangsters, okay? They stole our weed, and we ain't really got a plan. And you could die.
Okay, well, as long as I'm not eating a boring-ass salad bowl at the mall, I'm down for whatever, Calvin. Let's go.
She said you wanted to ride or die. That's what we get into? People that just want to die.
In the bar, a woman in black underwear hangs from a pole. Two other women dance around poles. Men and women stand alongside the stage throwing money at them. A woman hangs upside down from a pole in front of Alicia, who throws money at her.
What's up, baby? You want to dance?
No, I don't really want no dance right now. Maybe later. But I know what you can't help me with, though. You know where I can find Ivanov?
Sorry, I'm working.
You working? Oh, but you can't find Ivanov.
Hey, I know what you're looking for.
So, who the hell my weed at?
I got no need for your weed, because I got so much money, it's funny. I got money.
Written on his teeth.
Him and the popcorn plant.
These wings are so good.
These breasts and thighs are good, too.
Alicia stands behind a woman shaking her booty.
Now, that ain't corporate right there. I hit 200, cuz.
Hey, buddy.
I told you I ain't want no dance.
I heard you're looking for Ivanov.
Yes, and tell him when you see him, I need to talk to him. The boss is here.
He is not a he.
What you talking about, Blondie?
I am Ivanov. Irina Ivanov. Let's go.
Yeah, y'all heard the Terminator? We gotta get the hell up out of here. Let's go see what she's talking about.
They join Ivana's group.
Okay, let's hear it. Why are you coming in here and disrespecting my business?
No, what's disrespectful is you're stealing our weed and passing it off like it's your own.
Calm down, Calvin.
No, ain't no calm down, cuz. I'm gonna calm down when y'all give us our weed back.
We don't steal weed. You are wasting my time. Bogdan, get rid of them.
Whoa. We're not here to cause any trouble.
No, Alicia, ain't nobody scared of thieving cigar. You hear me? I'm about to go left and right like a carnival game on these ugly.
Wait. What if I offer you guys a truce? Y'all like smoking weed, right?
Ivana smiles and they smoke some of the weed. Subtitles. Yeah, so I said, if I'm paying that much, you better be sucking my titties. A Russian says, this guy is crazy, man. And I punched a bear.
Okay.
Okay. Now we do business.
Roger says, look, someone stole our weed and the Bible with our formulas. They're selling it in these jars. It looks Russian. Ivana says, this is not ours. It says, weak dick. Calvin picks up a jar.
Hey, this is my design.
Your design?
This college kid, he come into my tattoo shop. He said, I want cool Russian tattoo. But fuck this guy.
So I designed weak dick.
He must like he put on weed jar.
And what's the name of this kid?
I don't know, but he have red black sweatshirt with pussy on it. Pussycat.
South Atlanta College, right? Yeah.
I think we're going to school after all.
You're not going anywhere. Okay. Oh shit.
Hey. Hey. What's going on here?
We give you good information. Now you give me something. I want her. Me? You are classy hot. Not like other girls. I want to see you dance.
I would like to see her too.
You work for me now.
Alicia ties the ends of her shirt.
We need a plan. We gotta get up out of here, y'all.
Calm down. I got this.
She steps up onto the stage wearing the white shirt and loose black trousers with white pinstripes and dances around a pole.
Your girl done did this before. Yes, she have.
Shut up.
Go, Alicia!
Ivana winks. Alicia spins round the pole and kicks her in the head.
Damn! Run!
Go, Danilo!
They run through the club, chased by the Russians. Outside.
What is Luke doing?
Calvin locks the door with an umbrella, and they get into a car.
Girl, what was you doing in there? You said we needed a plan.
Wait a second, get the Russian in the head.
They drive away as the Russians come out. The boss pushes his way to the front and watches them turn out of the car park. A man walks up to him with vouchers. The boss hits his hand and says, I'm all good, thank you. Students hang out outside Atlanta College. Alicia crashes into the sign.
Damn, girl!
Yo, I just feel like you're being such a bad influence on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you need to get back to work or whatever you was doing, me and my cousin, really, we got it from here.
I literally can't go back to work today. I'm high as hell.
Which one of these students you think smoke weed?
All these kids smoke weed. You gotta know how to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta know what to say. Watch that.
Football players, which one of y'all got that weak dick?
They stare at Calvin. He runs.
I didn't name it that! I didn't name it!
Later.
All right, it can't be that hard to find a kid who smokes weed on a college campus.
I think I know somebody.
Follow my cousin.
The two women who robbed Roger take selfies by their car.
Well, 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 if it ain't robbing and stealing.
Nah, it's Negan and Steffi.
Oh, hey! Zestos! What's up?
Oh. Sorry about what happened the other night.
Hey, didn't you get our apology, Joy?
Yeah, I got it. And I got fired. Mm-hmm. But I don't even matter right now. Y'all need to tell me right now who sells this weed.
Right now.
We don't smoke weed.
Are you serious? You gonna tell me that right now? With a straight face after we just smoked a pound in the back of your Benz the other night? It made me do it. It was weird.
Well, you ain't got to explain yourself. Stop acting like that.
I know, I'm just...
He smoked weed. Listen here. Chocolate, vanilla, stop playing. Where's our weed? Because if you don't tell him where our weed is, Alicia here gonna kick y'all ass. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. You don't wanna. Don't test me. Now, I already drop-kicked one little goofy bird today. Just like that.
She don't look crazy.
Yeah, you ain't scaring nobody. Those pants are from J. Crew. I wore them to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Messed up now.
Oh, here.
Okay, okay, okay. This guy named Tobin, he's got the best weed these days.
It makes you feel like Beyonce riding a horse, like bareback.
But I heard he's like huge and scary, so I wouldn't mess with him if I were you guys.
Nobody care about that, okay? I know Crank Maga. You hear me? You hear me? Listen here, y'all ain't ready for this prank.
So, where is this Tobin dude?
He's sponsoring a party at Theta tonight, but y'all can't get in. It's for frats only.
Plus, you guys, I really wouldn't mess with him. He's like the Suge Knight of Atlanta.
Suge Knight.
You mean Suge?
Whatever.
Ooh, y'all gotta stop watching black movies, okay? Cause you're fucking up the culture.
It's like the same thing. It's okay.
Come on, girl. Damn.
Nighttime. A DJ dances at his decks in a frat house. Calvin dances into the lively party.
Ooh, this thing lit. Let everybody in here, okay? I see what's happening.
Yo, where you think we gonna find the Tobin dude?
Oh no, we gotta split up, baby.
I think I'm gonna go that way.
Ladies! You haven't met a guy who's been coming out the dimension, okay?
In one of the large rooms, a group of students drink beer from a pipe and a keg. Two women dance together. Two other women lick a man's naked torso while others watch. Calvin dances.
Damn, I should've went to college. Ooh, hey, what's up, baby? Yes, yes. Lady, can one of you ladies help me find Tobin? Tobin? No? Ooh, girl, that's why your wig stinks. Don't do that.
Hey, my man, who you with?
Oh, I'm looking for my boy Tobin. You know where he at? Tobin!
Hey, I ain't asked you all that. It's a private party. Who you with?
Oh, who I'm with? Yeah. I'm from another chapter. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Theta all day, baby. Theta.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, Theta all day. Yes, Theta all day, baby. Okay, man. Look, we about to step. We down there, man. Hop in.
No, I got asthma. I can't really do
it. Hop in, now. Bro.
Let me go use the bathroom.
Hey, yo, we got one.
Okay.
Later. So, you got a man?
Roger, do you really think I'd be here if I had a man?
No, I'm just asking. I love this song. Let's go dance.
Don't kick me in the head.
Smiling, Alicia twirls under Roger's arm, and they dance together. She turns her back to him, looking over her shoulder, and he dances against her, holding his arms out. She turns to face Roger, and he smiles. They dance, then she turns her back again. Roger and Alicia cross the room to where Calvin's been forced to join a men's dance group. Alicia points and laughs at him. The group of men dance well, hard and in time. Calvin dances on his own on the edge. His hands between his legs and flicks his hips. He uses one hand to push his chin back and lower until he's leaning back. The men flip each other. One holds his hands together and waits for Calvin.
Come on, bro, say the flip. Let's go. I got you. I got asthma. Don't make me flip. It ain't good for my heart.
Calvin crosses himself, then steps into the man's hand and is flipped backwards. He lands on his feet, but staggers against a shelf unit and falls down.
I'm good. No harm, no foul, all right? I'm okay.
The shelf falls on him, and ash goes everywhere. One guy picks up a broken urn.
I saw Founding Brothers' asses!
You said this who?
Our Founding Brothers' asses, man!
Calvin scrambles to his feet.
I got damn people all over me.
Y'all, that ain't no damn Theta. Stop that bitch.
Let's go, let's go. They're trying to kill me. Move. And find somewhere to hide. Oh,
that's weird.
This looks like trouble.
Oh, yeah, let's hide in here. Can I join y'all?
Fine.
In another room, two people wearing dog costumes fight. An overweight man whips himself.
Yes, me, please.
They hide under the stairs as the Thetas look for them.
I told you to stay low. Now what are we supposed to do? Tell me how we're supposed to find Tobin now.
Hey, yo, let's go see if Tobin got any more of that killer weed, man.
See? I told you we gonna be straight.
Calvin lies on the floor and sniffs the smoke pouring out from under a door.
Yep. That's how we eat.
It's a security breach. Some scrawny dude with no dance skills and his friends.
Scrawny dude? I gotta fight that motherfucker.
Man, we can't just go in there on maniac style like that. We need to have a plan first. What weed we got left?
We ain't got no damn weed, Roger. We ain't got no shake.
Hold up. You remember we was kids? We ain't had no weed then. We used to go in my mama's room, take all the little roaches and shake, put it together, and make a super joint.
I see where you're going, Captain Planet.
Call on him.
Let's do it.
Mr. Planet, sir, we're calling you today because we need your help more than ever. We was wondering if you could slide down and help us up with some of that good, good.
Can you pick up? Hang up the phone.
Leave a message.
Please.
Come on! Let's go!
They look in a small petal bin and feel under a couch. They pick bits of grass up off the carpet. They find half-smoked roaches and empty the last bits of grass out of pots. They find a roach in a cassette holder and take one from the mouth of a sleeping man.
Hey, your brother?
They roll a joint and smoke it.
That's it, bro.
Are you guys okay?
It's part of the process. Trust me.
Hold on.
They walk down a corridor, and Calvin kicks a door open, but it swings back.
God damn it! I'm okay. I'm all right.
You're a fool.
All right, now everybody be cool. Don't nobody make a move.
Y'all didn't have to kick the door in, man. It was open.
But if you don't get your Mr. Elliott body having ass up, boy, I'm on your ass, boy.
Get his ass.
I'm talking about Big Top Lily.
Get his ass.
Look at him. You should have joined a sorority, because you know what? You got titties.
Get his ass.
Well, look at you. Well, you got a check on your forehead. I bet your tattoo artist in the third grade. Good check. Ugly, boy.
Get his ass.
Yeah, we
ain't come here to play.
Right.
Where's Tobin?
What's up, bitches?
The white man.
Hell no. Nah.
I know you ain't told me. Business is going.
Money be moving. Give us our weed back, white boy.
No. No, I'm not giving anything back. I've learned an important lesson. That lesson is when you have amazing weed, everybody's nice to you. Even if you're a nerdy white virgin. No, I'm not a virgin. I've had so much sex.
No. I know another lesson your ass about to learn today, little virgin white boy. When you steal people's shit, it's repercussion. We coming back to clap that ass. Alicia, please, whoop his ass.
Can we not go there again?
Hell yeah, and another thing is, that tattoo you got on your arm, it actually says weak dick.
What?
What? LMG.
No, the tattoo artist said it meant cool sex guy.
Oh, sweetie.
Get the hell out of my party! Yo, I'm king of this frat now.
What?
What the hell you just said?
I'm playing. It's a joke.
Wait a minute, everybody shut up. Everybody pause, Theta. You know what? I'm tired of y'all. We superheroes. And you know what? When our superpowers kick in, ain't no telling what we gonna do. You don't want to see this. Roger. What's your superpowers? Because I think mine died real.
Roger holds out a hand towards the weed Bible lying in a room. A white light flares, and he goes down on one knee. His red braids rise up.
What is he doing?
The Bible lifts up off the arm of the chair.
Holy shit.
It floats into Roger's hand. Everyone stares as Roger stands up.
What happened?
smell dookie.
No, you don't need to worry about that. Uh-huh, did y'all see that? Did you see that? Did you saw that masterpiece, huh? We ain't playing no games, ain't no telling what we do when our powers kick in.
Yo, this ain't our weed Bible. Look at this.
Kama Sutra for small men. Hey, dude, give me my book back.
Oh.
She be hearing you from the back.
Not her. That's normal.
But what you got going on? What kind of fraternity is this?
Shit.
Where's our weed Bible?
I don't know what that is. I just bought your weed. You know, some dude sold it to me for cheap.
What dude that was?
I don't know. Some dude going on about a booty cloud.
Big pain.
You had it.
Downstairs.
Now we smoke our founding brother's ashes in his memory.
Calvin and the others return as Thetis smoke the ashes. A ghost appears.
Thetis?
Oh, shit.
Yo, I guess smoking dead people really works.
What's up, Negroes?
Day breaks in the city.
68 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atlanta. Brought to you by Phi. It's the future of high. It's Phi. Launching tomorrow.
I know everybody's excited about
Big Bang's holding a suitcase.
Trap House. There's so many wonderful things I could say about you. I don't feel like it.
Big Bang, where's our weed Bible?
What? What are you talking about?
We know you got it because Tobin told us.
So Tobin told you I had a Bible. So just because Tobin told you something, you believe Tobin?
Where the Bible at?
All right, yeah, I got it. All right, I sold him some weed, and I ain't got none of the rest. And I ain't got your Bible no more either. Sold that, too.
Dude.
I don't know, some white people. White people want to buy stuff, you sell it to them. Some company called
Verdant Biokinetics?
Yeah, say it again.
Verdant Biokinetics.
Yeah, that's them right there, man. They were all in a panic to get it. They almost ripped my arm apart. We all need it. And they paid me a lot of money. That's how I'm retiring. Big Bang out of here. Ha! Bang!
What would a big tech lab want with our weed?
I don't know. They said they're gonna make something like Smart Blunt. That's what it was, called Fi. And it was Fi, too. They let me try it. It was amazing. Nice, clean burn, fruity flavors. I think it's the future. Although to come down, it's a little bad, a little shaky. But hey, more weed better than no weed, you know what I'm saying? And they white people. Why not trust them?
And you ain't know nothing about this?
No. I know they've been developing something for a while now, but I don't know what that has to do with your weed Bible.
Grow House, the weed Bible. How you even know about all that?
Man, I've been banging your mama for months now. I saw everything.
Bro, who up there smashing your mama, bro?
I don't know, and I don't want to know, man. Turn this up. Turn up the TV, man. Come on.
I don't want to hear that.
Bang, 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 bang.
That was you?
Man, don't act so surprised. I done told you a million times.
I thought those was just your mama jokes. Wait, so you taught me how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
It was at my fifth birthday party. Are you my daddy?
Hell no, I ain't your daddy, boy. I look like you. Look at me.
You got a point. Yeah, light skin, and you black as hell.
I was just being nice to you. That's what you do. You be nice to the kid to get close to the mom, man. She let me hit.
I heard that.
Damn. Your mama got some ears on her.
We know.
There she is, baby. So fine walking down those stairs. You smell good.
I know.
Roger, listen. I told Bang to get your butt out that gang.
Had to do it.
And you?
Ooh, did I do good?
Did I do good, baby.
Oh, my God. Mom, I can't unsee stuff
she
like that.
Unsee this, too.
Big Bang kisses her chest.
You want to see it again?
No, I don't want to see that.
I got tapes. You should see the other stuff.
Bang, why am I still carrying this darn suitcase?
I don't
suitcase?
Know, baby. Shouldn't care nothing but my heart.
And where's that whip out of yours you keep telling me about? It's a quarter past.
Bang, there it is right there. Look at it.
Ooh, we done came up, baby.
Bang, play no games. Got to go.
Open my door for me, Heidi.
I will.
I'll be back in 2 weeks. Don't you drink up all my Fanta, boy. Yeah. Hey, Daddy.
Get a little sweet.
Let me get in here. Ooh.
Yeah.
Get in, baby. Work that thing, babe.
My bitch is rolling.
In the basement.
Wow. So that's that?
So, this is where you guys live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Big Bang took our Bible and sold it to the tech company, I'm thinking, let's just go get it back. I mean, at least you worked there, right? So I'm sure there's no problem with getting the CEO to hear us out, right?
Well, hold on, guys. Today's been... I don't even know what today's been, but I can't do that. We're talking about my job here, my whole career. No.
So now you're a corporate girl. I thought that place stressed you out.
Okay, well, Roger, no offense, but you wouldn't know the first thing about holding down a job.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the
first I worked thing, my huh? ass off to get to where I am, and I put it all on the line for you today.
Just because you work at some big, fancy job, that don't mean you better than anybody. I ain't no bum.
Okay, well, why don't you just say what you really mean, then?
What I'm saying is, you look real strange working for them people that stole our stuff. I'm just trying to figure out what side you're on, because right now, you're looking like the feds.
Calvin watches her.
Okay. What I'm not going to do is this. So, bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Hey, she's saying.
She.
Talking all that. Where you going, cuz?
You got to fix this, cuz. You know that.
Damn.
Calvin and Roger drive away at dusk. Night falls over the city. Outside Verdant, a neon sign reads, "Fi is coming." The CEO's smoking outside.
Oh, that smells real familiar, ma'am. Why aren't you smoking your little fi?
I'm sorry, can I help you? Oh, you're Alicia's community guys, supposedly.
Yeah, and that's our weed.
Oh, well, congratulations. My compliments to the chef. This is the best weed I've ever had. You're doing a service to your community. My assistant got this off the streets. He got your little cookbook, too. So there won't be any more of this.
So you got our weed Bible?
Through a subcontractor, so it's all legit.
Big Bang is not no damn subcontractor, okay? He stole that from us. It's not legit.
Oh, that sounds like a you problem. Sorry, my ride is here. My assistant, Hayes.
Hayes! How could you do this to us, bro?
Sorry, bro. I'm up for a promotion.
I should have dropped your ass off.
We should have been beat his ass.
Oh, we didn't just buy your weed. We bought everybody's weed, and what we couldn't buy, we just took. So the town is thirsty now. And guess who has the cool, refreshing answer? Fi.
Man, what you know about Fi?
Oh, well, according to the Urban Dictionary, Fi is slang for fire, as in Fi is on fire.
Y'all know all that woke shit was fake?
Who, me, fake? Oh, believe me, I am 100% woke. You should be thanking me. I did you people a favor.
You people?
Fi has all the benefits of marijuana while speaking to the modern consumer. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, syncs all your contacts, and it's legal. There isn't gonna be a stoner in Atlanta without one. And then the rest of the country. Dealers go to jail, but I'm gonna be rich.
I knew you was a snake woman. I knew it!
Damn braids, man.
Oh, sorry, not sorry. I have a launch to get ready for. Fi is the future of relaxation. Here, gentlemen, try some.
Much love, brothers. Let's go, Hayes.
Calvin and Roger drive back to the house, but sit in the car.
Yo, man, I just can't catch a break. It don't make no sense.
Man, to be honest, cuz, forget the weed, forget the Bible. You might as well just start over, get a brand new hustle.
Nah, man. I'm tired of starting over with you. It don't work. Yo, you wouldn't even be selling weed if you would've just showed up at the bank, dog.
Man, I've been hustling to help you with your dreams. I don't give a damn about no snacks. I'm just trying to be a good cousin, bruh. And you know what? You're gonna start blaming me for all your problems that go wrong in your life, man.
I know you're not finna smoke that.
Oh, this getting smoked.
They get out. Daytime. Billboard posters advertise Fi, the future of well-being. Calvin and Roger are asleep in the basement when Baby Powder and Sidekick materialize.
Yo, we ain't goddamn came off.
Boy, you need to clean this room up.
Yo, look at Roger over here sleeping.
Ooh, it's our time. Let's get
him. Baby, what the hell are you doing here?
We heard about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I did what you said, but... It's gone, Alex.
It's gone.
Let y'all down.
You didn't let us down.
Oh, no.
You let the people down.
The people.
You screwed up. Mm. Ought to knock the green down, lay the juice out.
No.
Thanks. That's helping me a lot, making me feel better.
Let me explain something to you. See, the Europeans...
School them.
They took the weed and they gentrified it.
The saltine crackers.
They came in and mixed it up, put their own bells and whistles on it, man. And made it their own.
You listening?
And you gotta stop them.
How? The weed you gave me superpowers, man. Without that, I'm just a broke-ass stoner, man.
Yeah, that's
boy,
true.
Boy, that weed ain't gave you no superpowers.
Boy, you not a part of the Avengers. Ain't no Black Panther up in you. But he right.
But how? I don't understand.
You were just high. None of that shit was real to what you was thinking.
Boy, just think about it.
A flashback to the gym where McMullen runs at Calvin, who trips him over. Then they both run out.
God damn!
Это не наша. Здесь написано слабый хуй.
The Russian says, they just babble like babies.
That weed ain't gave you no superpowers.
What the hell's he doing?
A Theta hands Roger the file.
All that other shit that you thought was happening, that wasn't real. Yes, you were just high.
Just high.
The point is, it's not the weed. It's you.
It's you.
This is your destiny, boy.
It's your job, Kool-Aid head. Save the weed.
Save the weed.
Save weed. Wait, hold up. If the paw wasn't real, how am I talking to y'all two right now?
You not talking to us. It's all in your imagination. You sitting on the couch high. You smoke 30 blunts, you bum.
You bum?
Come on with it.
Come on. Oh, yeah, it's time.
Come on.
It's time.
Yeah.
Get him.
Let it fly.
Roger sits up and focuses.
Damn.
Hey, Carl. Did a gorilla in the cowboy hat come talk to you too?
What? No, baby powder did.
What'd he say?
He said we need to stop Anna and save weed. What'd the gorilla say?
Oh no, he was speaking Japanese. But you know what? Baby powder is right. We gotta stop her ASAP, cause I smoked that fire.
What happened?
My body's still acting weird.
Yeah, man, we gotta stop that leech, cuz.
And there's only one way. Assemble a team of potheads.
They text the entertainer. Burden stole our weed. Need your help?
Kids! Party's over! The dealer needs me! Scram!
At the mansion. The same text.
Hell no, they're trying to take our weed.
The hell you got going on?
Oh, Look, I'ma holler at y'all later. I gotta go. I'll be back, okay?
Where are you going?
Better be your own gay best friend here.
The rib cook gets the text.
Boy, drop what? That damn weed in. I'll be right back.
He gets in his truck and drives away, towing his barbecue behind him. Tobin gets the text at the frat house. He reads it, looking shocked.
Somebody actually needs me.
He runs off. At work, Alicia gets a different text. My bad, I'm sorry. Need to show you something. Side lot? She reads it and smiles. Roger waits on a bench outside.
Roger.
Thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We really need your help getting to the press event tonight.
Oh, so you just came here to ask me for help? You're not gonna apologize for anything that you said the other day?
Yo, you called me a bum.
Actually, you called yourself that, but if the shoe fits, sweetie, wear it.
No, I'm sorry. Did you know your boss the one who dried out Atlanta?
Shh. You know how paranoid you sound right now? Maybe you should stop smoking so much weed.
I'm serious. She did it so she could sell a new weed gadget without competition. Yo, Fi is messing people up. I got the pictures to prove it. Look, Calvin got these. These are the Fi test subjects. I need your help.
At the press launch, guests queue up outside next to a sky blue banner with white text advertising Fi, the future of well-being. Roger's in the line. At the back of the building, the rib cook reverses his barbecue up to the wall, where the entertainer attaches one end of a pipe to an air vent, and Tobin puts the other end over the barbecue's chimney. Roger's checked in.
Whether it's stress at work, the bills piling up, or the kids driving you a little crazy,
There's lots of times you wish you could get high, but you just can't. Until now. Introducing Phi, the clean, safe, totally legal alternative to weed. Take it anywhere, from the beach to the boardroom. Phi does it all. There's no more need for weed. Now there's Phi.
The guests applaud the presentation film.
Hey, my name is Black Youngster, and when I need a push urge to high, I smoke that five.
Calvin steps through a door and shows his pass.
See, King, baby.
Roger follows.
D-nuts.
Alicia nods subtly at them.
Now, please welcome our founder and CEO, Anna Cheever.
Anna walks on stage.
All right.
Marijuana is a problem in our community. And making weed legal is not the solution. But replacing it with something better, cleaner, and safer is a solution. And we've done just that. And it is Phi.
All the weed in Atlanta is hidden somewhere in this building, and we gotta find it.
Don't even trip, I already got somebody on it.
The guy from the mansion, Quentin, walks down a passage and looks in a window. He goes around a corner and comes across a security guard, but quickly sprays him with a defense spray.
Tack ass.
Quentin looks through a window at a large room full of weed plants. He texts Roger.
Found the weed, bitches. Let's smoke this joint out.
The guard stands up, but Quentin sprays him again.
Back down.
Roger calls Alicia.
Let's do this.
You got it, babe.
Babe? She coming, babe? She coming, babe?
I heard.
Alicia suddenly knocks out the guy controlling the presentation graphics and changes the image on the screen to Save Weed.
That is not part of the presentation. Technical difficulties.
Roger and Calvin go on stage.
Thanks, Anna. Hi, everyone. My name is Calvin. This here is my cousin, Roger.
My mic. Can you get my mic back on, please?
And we came here today to stop Verdict from destroying one of the greatest American institutions, marijuana.
Can we get security up here, please?
Quentin wheels a barrel full of weed out back, and they feed it into the barbecue.
Child, you ought to see all the weed they got in there.
That's at least a gram.
Weed is not the problem. The man is the problem. Actually, in this case, the woman. Y'all with me?
Security, please. Security, please.
Yo, we're dying out here. We need that smoke.
Hey, Jasper, how much longer?
Hey, goddamn, rush y'all out there, man. Goddamn, gotta get down and get right. The weed gotta be, you know what I'm talking about? Get sucked up, don't go on the thing. You talking about? You feel me?
Two minutes?
Weed is natural, okay? It's not some machine that you can just plug up into the wall to get a charge up. No. This woman over here is turning y'all into junkies for profit. Phi is not fly. Look what it did to me.
His nipples smoke.
I had nothing to do with it.
Look at it. Yes, weed coming from my nipple. This is what Phi did.
I told you not to smoke that shit.
Bro, my nipples be leaking, bro.
The weed smokes in the barbecue.
She got that smoke out of goddamn bill up before the goddamn shit get sucked up and go on the thing. Come on.
Real weed. Real weed. Come on, y'all. Real weed.
Calvin runs from a security guard. Another one grabs Roger.
Let's get back to the presentation, shall we?
Hold up.
there's something very important I want you guys to all know about my boss. The wonderful, caring, community-minded, super woke CEO.
Alicia, thank you. Finally, someone's talking some sense around here.
My friend Calvin there, he actually recorded something that you guys should see, so let's just go ahead and hit it. Oh, no. No. Okay, all right.
Oh, we didn't just buy your weed. We bought everybody's weed, and what we couldn't buy, we took that.
You heard it?
And guess what? The cool, refreshing answer is bye. Me? A fake? I assure you, I am 100% woke. Dealers go to jail, but I'm gonna be rich. You should thank me. I did you people a favor. Thank me. I did you people a favor.
Yep, you see? And my friends Calvin and Roger here, they're the ones that tried to stop her.
Yeah, man, get off me and go arrest a white woman for once. Get out for me.
You know what? I'm just gonna go.
Why are y'all waiting? You didn't wait on me?
Security chases her. The crowd join in.
Real weed.
Now, to celebrate the return of weed, please welcome Black Youngster.
Black Youngster comes on stage with his dancers.
Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a mother. Rock it. I ain't got no. I can't be loyal to you. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come do it. If you thick, I might hit it. Can I touch that booty? That booty? That big old booty? Shake that booty? Can I lay on the booty? Mike Tyson on the booty? Copyright that booty?
He takes a bow as the crowd applaud. Everyone bursts out of the front doors, walking around in a stoned daze. Calvin jumps on a bouncy castle with Tobin. Roger walks with Alicia.
I'm sorry I ever doubted you. I should have always knew you were ride or die.
Well, this is the best time I've had in... Actually, I don't even know.
Me too. Yo, so, like... And we going out.
Look at you, being all assertive.
Well, you know, we did just disrupt the multi-million-dollar corporation, and we saved weed, so I'm feeling kind of good.
I bet you I can make you feel even better.
Oh, you can make me feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She puts her hands to his neck, and they kiss. Words appear. 6 months later, Roger carries a paper bag up a garden path and rings the doorbell.
Yo, two snack, got a ravioli nachos and a gumbo dog for you.
Yeah.
Roger, it's you.
Yo, that's those dudes.
What's that?
Man, just in here starving, bro. I see you still out here trying to scrounge around and be a delivery boy, huh?
Nah, man. Actually, I own Two Smack, bro.
Word.
Yeah, we just closed another round of financing, putting our value over $150 million. That's my whip right there.
That's you?
Yeah, man.
Wow. Why you out here delivering the food?
I just like staying connected to the customer. You're the customer, I'm staying connected. You're my last drop before we go somewhere special. My girl just got upgraded to VP, so... She earned a rest. Ain't that right, babe?
I'm waiting, babe.
Gotta go, man. Enjoy that.
Damn. I think I just got eight.
All night I've been watching you.
Roger gets into the white convertible with red trim and kisses Alicia. Calvin sits in the back.
It's on now. We forever young.
They speed away.
Let's go.
They take off. End credits. Unit production manager, Joseph P. Jennier. First assistant director, Justin Bones. Second assistant director, Nicholas Hiles. Cast, Roger, Little Yachty, Calvin, DC Youngfly, Baby Powder, Mike Epps, Alicia, Alyssa Goss, Big Bang, DeRay Davis, Anna, Mary Lynn Radskill, Quentin, Anthony L, as himself, Lil Baby.
I know you love to vibe with me. I know you love to ride for me. Your favorite thing to say is, but I love when you
stunt riggers, Dylan Edo, Greg De La Riva, JC Luyer, Josh Mueller.
Sure you stay happy. We forever young. The music's loud and I'm feeling welcome.
Dance Atlanta casting by George Pierre, CSA. Production supervisors, Aweni Keskesa, Greg Holstein.
If I break your heart, then I'm a dumb dude. You get what you give and I'm the one who loses.
Production sound mixer, Michael Phelan. Boom operator, Hugo Kunder. Sound utility, Natalie Gaston. Gaffer, Connor O'Malley. Location manager, Christine Bonham. Key assistant location manager, Chriselle Stewart. Assistant location manager, Anthony Guzman. Construction coordinator, Bradley Downs. Construction foreman, Matthew P. Pitts. Transportation coordinator, Dennis Carter. Transportation captain, Cedric Slater. Main title animation by Storyboard and Animatics Inc., Mark Simon. Assistant editor, Andrew Vona. Sound editors, Glenn T. Morgan, Matthew Telsey. Music editor, Tom Trafalsky. Stock footage provided by Shutterstock, Getty Images. Song credits, 100 Miles and Running, Get It Big, Stir Fry, Business is Boomin', Sway, Ham, Somebody, Run Wild, Booty, Kamikaze, I Feel Great, Forever Young. Based in part on characters created by Dustin Lee Abraham. Copyright 2019 Universal Studios. All rights reserved. The characters and events depicted in this photo play are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. MTV Scripted Production. Universal 1440 Entertainment.